Check 1, 2. Microphone check. FMA version beta 1.0 here. I think we can officially say we're in beta. We have all our equipment. I've been working on something special for Saturday. It's going to be a classic rock musical edition. We spend all week watching the markets and stressing out, trying to figure out what to do, making hard decisions. Saturday for an hour is our time to relax, listen to some music, crack open a brewski. So I hope you join me for that. Saturday I'll release that. Also, music is one of those things I'm passionate about, so you can be sure that we'll crank out some great tunes and have a great time. So let's talk about the fun now and what's going on there. Things, I got some exciting news today. I went to the bank to cash that check or deposit that check, and I went to a different teller. Apparently the first teller stereotyped me, and oh, he might be a terrorist. This check is suspicious. We got to hold this for 5 days. So when I went today, I went to the younger teller, and she just deposited it right into my account. So now all we need to do is wire the funds into the IRA account at Thinkorswim. It's funny because the previous teller was there and gave all sorts of dirty looks as I smiled and walked out the door. I left without wiring the funds, so I gotta go back tomorrow and wire them. I sort of suspect that if you wanna deposit a check and then immediately wire it all into a different account, that might raise some red flags. And from that point, it should cost $15 to wire the funds and take 2 or 3 business days. So we're looking at the fund being active next Tuesday or Wednesday, if all goes well. Well, if you listened to the last episode, you know that I'm interested in BP because I bought a bullish call spread the day before the top kill. Turns out today, Senator Bill Nelson of Florida is requesting that a series of hearings happen on the matter of BP's tax write-off we talked about last time. They're writing off $9.9 billion because of a $32 billion loss that they're claiming at this moment, but haven't paid out yet. And we discussed how BP short-term is making money from this. So Bill Nelson is trying to change it. This episode, I would like to talk about my other holding in my personal account. So earlier today, I came across the CNN Money news video. The video was 10 minutes long, but I found a couple short clips that will explain my purchase.
Steve Horowitz makes edibles at his Ganja Gourmet shop on a street nicknamed Broadsterdam.
There's a big bubble going on. There's a big buzz. Everybody wants to be in the medical marijuana business.
There are an estimated more than 200 medical marijuana dispensaries in Denver alone.
So just what is the growth potential of the medical marijuana industry?
According to one Harvard economist, roughly $18 billion is spent on pot every year in the U.S.
Of course, the news story wasn't about the money behind medical marijuana. It was about this guy.
Not only is this legal, it pays the bills.
So you get paid to smoke pot and write about it?
I get paid to smoke pot and write about it, yep.
His pen name is William Breeds, and he's one of the first medical marijuana critics in the country.
Of course, we're not interested in that. We're interested in the
$18 billion is spent on pot every year in the U.S.
and how to make money from that legally. So this idea of trying to profit on this business has been in my mind for a while. And so now I'm going to tell you how I came about owning 370,000 shares of IMAI, International Merchant Advisors. Now, before you get all excited, that on a good day may be worth $200. The first time I heard of IMAI was in a Skype spam message. That of course should bring up some red flags. But what it really was just a reiteration of a news story of the time. I have it here in front of me. Organic Science CEO John Flynn said, IMAI is swiftly becoming a leading medical marijuana clinic manager and future owner of non-profit facilities in California and in the profit centers in other states. IMAI is generating actual revenues today from the operations of clinics, and our 24-36-month plan is to see revenues that exceed $10 million from facilities under management today. That would be incredible for a company with a market cap of only $50,000. So I put it on my watch list. And it was incredible how the volume of the stock spiked and the price of the stock plummeted. Not that it was ever a very costly stock. So then after several months, the volume finally died down on IMAI, and the price seemed to settle upon just about zero. Currently, the price today is 0.0030 cents. After a few months, I bought 10,000 shares, 6.8 cents a share. So you can do the math there. And I watched the price of the stock drop in half. At that point, watching the volume, I mean, this is a stock now, at this point, the volume's totally dried up. There's probably two or three trades a day. So I bought 50,000 shares when I had lost half my money. And now, this last time, I bought 300,000 shares. Well, the stock was only worth less than a third of a penny. Each trade probably cost me about the same amount of money. If my podcast was popular, it'd be hard for me to even talk about this, because a few hundred people find out about this stock and pump it up, and I could be in big trouble. I'm not trying to pump this up. I do not know if this is an investment I would recommend at this time. It was probably just another of my bad decisions. But then later on, there was another news story that International Merchant Advisors was taking over and buying the Healing Arts Medical Center in San Diego, California. And I looked up online at some reviews of people that had been there, and it was really just a sweet. And actually, there's several other companies that do the same thing in this sweet building. If the company does what John Flynn says, then it would be a great investment. But there is the possibility that John Flynn was just pumping up his stock while he sold all his position. That would account for the huge volume spikes, you know, for several months as somebody was dumping the stock. The last news of any kind was on June 3rd, where they talked about paying off several thousand dollars worth of debt, $75,000, I believe, and now they currently only have $24,000 in debt. The market cap of the company, like I said, is $50,000. So we know in Denver there are 200 of these healing arts type pharmacies for medical marijuana, but how many are there in San Diego?
Recorded. Google. Say the business and the city and state.
Marijuana?
Marijuana. What city and state?
San Diego, California.
San Diego, California. To narrow it down, say a nearby intersection or enter a zip code. Or just say skip it.
Skip it.
Skipping. Top 8 results. Number 1. Marijuana Anonymous. No address listed. Number 2. Botanicure Medical Cannabis Dispensary on Midway Drive. Number 3. Marijuana Medicine Evaluation on Kearney Villa Way. Number 4. San Diego Herbal Alternatives on Oberlin Drive. Number 5. USC on 4th Avenue. Number 6. Point Loma Patients Association on Rosecrans Street. Number 7. Merbud Delivery Service on Reservoir Drive. Number 8.
That's it. WFAA Beta version 1.0. Hope a few of you join me this weekend for Saturday's Weekend Music Edition. We'll have a lot less talk and a lot more rock.